much more to lose. I am swimming in an ocean of sharks. They are telling me how I'm gonna make my little mark in this cold, cold world. It can be such a cold, cold I don't know what I'm gonna do with my life. It's not fair, it's not right. I wasn't born to just endure all this strife. Trying to make my way in this cold, cold world. It can be such a cold, cold world.
Who do you think you are? Do you have to make it so obvious that I make you uncomfortable? Why do I make you uncomfortable? Do you know that makes me uncomfortable? Now we both uncomfortable. Dear straight people, you're the reason we stay in the closet. You're the reason we even have a closet. I don't like closets, but you made the living room an unshared space and I'm feeling like a guest in my own house. Dear straight people, sexuality and gender, two different things, combined in many different ways. If you mismatch your socks, you understand. Dear hip hop, why are you fascinated with discovering gay rappers? Gay people rap, just like gay people ride bikes and eat tofu food. Dear straight people, I don't think God is a sexual orientation, but if she were straight, she'd be a dope ally. Why else would she invent rainbows? Dear straight women, I mean, straight women. Leave me the fuck alone. Dear straight men, if I'm flirting with you, it's because I think it's funny. Just laugh. Dear straight people, I'm tired of proving that my love is authentic, so I'm calling for reparations on your ass. When did you realize you were straight? Who taught you? Did it happen because your parents are divorced? Did it happen because your parents are not divorced? Did it happen because you sniffed too much glue in fifth grade? Dear straight people, why do I have to prove my love is authentic? Why do I have to prove my love is authentic? Why do I have to prove my love is authentic? Why do you have to stare at me when I'm holding my girlfriend's hand like I'm about to rob you? Dear straight people, you make me want to fucking rob you. Dear straight allies, thank you. More, please. Dear straight bullies, you're right. We don't have the same values. You kill everything that's different, I preserve it. Tell me, what happened to Jose Mercado, Sakia Gunn, Lawrence King? What happened to the souls alienated in between too many high school walls who planned the angles of their deaths in math class, who imagined their funerals as ticker tape parades, who thought the afterlife was more like an after party? Did you notice that hate is alive and well in too many lunchrooms, taught in the silence of too many teachers, passed down like secondhand clothing from too many parents? Dear queer young girl, I see you. You don't want them to see you, so you change the pronouns in your love poems to him instead of her. I used to do that. Dear straight people, you make young poets make bad edits. Dear straight people, kissing my girlfriend in public without looking to see who's around is a luxury I do not fully have yet. But tonight, I am drunk in my freedom. Wrap her hand on the busiest street corner in Philadelphia. Zip my fingers into hers and press our lips firmly until we melt their stares into a standing ovation. Imagine that we are in a sea of smiling faces, even when we're not. And when we're not, we start shoveling, digging deep into each other's eyes. We say, hey, baby, can't nothing stop this tonight. Because tonight, this world is broken. And we're the only thing that's gonna keep it together.
If you're gonna put me down, I ain't gonna hang around with you. If you're gonna mess around, better know that you ain't that through. Well, your sky is full of thunder and your land is filled with rain. Do I always have to wonder what goes on?
Dear all the women who ever existed over the entire span of human history. Those whose love was called witchcraft. Their hips told not to swing, their lips told not to part, their hands told not to hold, their tongues told never to be bold. To those who knew the ways of nature, who were blamed for terrifying weather, wars, murder and chaos, who stupefied priests, who disobeyed and died screaming, shot with feathered pens, burnt with consecrated candles and hung with the string of their holy robes. I wish you knew they were scared. To those blank pages in history where these stories were never told, I wish I could bundle you together in my mountain range embrace, turn my veined rivers into ink and let you correct that wrong. To those who gave birth without so much as a freaking Panadol, or who became ill and were told it was a punishment, who were kept in back rooms, distant towns or basements. I wish I could rock you softly in my crescent moon cradle. To those who were treated so badly, they themselves became cruel and infected entire bloodlines. I wish you epiphanies. To those little ones who were brought up in nunneries, who were told their natural desires were a disease, their menstruations the work of the devil, who called it a monthly curse. I wish I could fill my salt lake heart with your tears and use it to baptize the ignorant. To those who lived in perpetual fear, whose eyes never once looked up, to those taken from a farmhouse to a palace against their will, whose fathers tried to hide them, their beauty, their curse, to those who live as prisoners in paradise, their faces hot with outrage, I wish I could scoop you up in the crystal lakes of my palms and let you float there till you are cool. To anyone who spoke up about freedom or feminism, who started a revolution, who rallied, changed, created or fought, I wish I could encircle you with meteorites to deflect the slings and arrows that come your way. To those brave hearts that swelled with service and joined the army, only to be humiliated and belittled by their own peers, I wish I could encase you with the strongest metals from the earth and furnish you with unbreakable swords.
Cry it out, I wanna be free. Hey, hey.
Siéntete libre de tantos prejuicios. No trates de ser quien no eres.
Don't be that your voice and wanna break out. All the drama to confirm the expectation.
Vive la vida. No vale la pena, solo lastima
Dear all the women who ever existed over the entire span of human history. To those who wrote, designed, directed, or invented something spectacular, only to have their husbands take credit. To those told not to drive a car because of hot flushes, or that the vacuum cleaner was a revolutionary kind of freedom, or who received an ironing board for their birthday, or who were given the pill as a liberation, but really just to make them more available, no strings attached, when free love turned out to be mostly about guys sleeping around and the other pills were to keep you quiet and presentable, and by the way, the boss is coming to dinner. I wish I could wake you from what turned out to be a dumb dream, so you could drive to work and take your seat at the boardroom table. To those who felt the need to inject their faces with disease to feel young, who broke their own noses, cut their own skin, or made themselves sick in the name of thin, I wish you already felt beautiful. To those who poured chemicals on their faces, terrifying their teenage children, who always thought their mothers were the most magnificent creatures on earth, I wish I could swoop down with my mirror the size of the sky and show you what your children see. To those weak mothers that didn't protect their daughters from back hands, leather belts, or turning midnight doorknobs, I wish I could strengthen you. I wish I could have shielded satin's rings to protect every woman that was just taken from the street. I wish I had that power. To those who burned with purpose, only to be told their jobs are to be strictly mothers, wives, cooks, and cleaners. To those who still aren't allowed an education, who have to read books in secret and undertake clandestine classes, I wish I could build you a castle for a school complete with silver soldiers to protect your beautiful minds. I wish my brain was the size of the multiverse, able to store a billion solutions to a million problems. To all those told to swallow ambition, to stick to being supportive, or those who tried and were laughed away, or who succeeded and were jeered and insulted and held to different standards, hounded out of positions of power, or who were thought unsuitable for leadership because they had young children to take care of, or because they didn't have young children to take care of. I wish I could arch my back and push up islands in the sea so you could climb out and start new and better worlds, or at least try and fail like anybody else. I wish I could stretch out my Amazon River of a spine, sail you to these islands across cultures, lands, tribes, generations, and aeons, so we could talk, lace our hearts together to form a bridge so long it reaches all the way to the next generation, so they know whatever happens, they have us. They can tap into this giant pulsating wisdom at any moment that they are never alone. And when they hear people say that all girls are bitches, or that women can't work together, or they're too emotional to be CEOs, they'll laugh. They'll laugh because they'll know about this crazy ancient heart bridge thing. I wish I could hurl myself back in time to the first season, to the debut, to the pilot, and let the girl with the apple know that folk are going to try and make out that she was an add-on accessory to Adam. Folk are going to try and say that she's a slave and not a creator, that her job was to serve man, not God, or the God that man decided. I want her to be strong. Show her daughters that there's no need to ever be afraid. I wish there was no need to ever be afraid.
There's an apple in the basket. Let it drop into my pocket. What a day, I found a way not to hide inside the closet.
open up the window. Look what is inside the box. Have you broken on, my friend? Use the other one.
Are no longer settling for being called minor.
They know better than to sit and wait for the revolution to be televised.
Lady Liberty has never been black.
But even she is starting to notice that you are disappearing.
Wake up, wake up.
Wake up. Wake up and learn to stand together. Buy out our silence.
They claim that such programs are enforcing reverse discrimination.
But there be no such thing as reverse discrimination if we weren't discriminated on in the first place.
There be no such thing as war if we weren't born in a country built off of each other's blood.
But we have been stacking bodies and bigotry,
trying to reach
the impossible.
I'm sorry. You are a soldier. There's a war going on in my city. There's a war going on in your city. There's a war going on in our cities. And you are fighting every day that you decide to live.
The greatest one always gets got by the gun. And we all go marching.
Are you ready?
What it's like to be brown for a girl like me? For a girl like me, do you know what it's like to be boss for a girl like me? For a girl like
a broad like me. Do you know what it's like to be boss for a broad like me? For a broad like me? Yo, I'm always on the new shit, cause I am that fucking new shit. Try to sell me into slavery, I fight it and refuse it. When they see the shit I could, I disbelieve, they try to use it. But I conquered all your structures, disbelieve, I will abuse it. I am clever undercover, nigga, got it from my mother. Yes, you better rock. And say so slum fucking cuffer. Yes, I'm clever undercover, nigga, got it from my mother. Yes, you better rock vase. And say so slum fucking cuffer. Puss have you back in the darkest weather. If you color your back right, it doesn't matter. Dedicated to the game, so we make it better. This is the way of life, not a fucking sweater. People these days don't understand. You're the power of the heart and a market brand. Just the other day, my voice was banned. But this is my land, and I'ma take a stand. What it's like to be brown for a girl like me? For a girl like me, do you know what it's like to be boss for a girl like me? For a girl like me, do you know what it's like to be brown for a brown like me? For a brown like me, do you know what it's like to be boss for a brown like me? For a brown like me, when I walk in the club, all of the niggas, they know my name. And the brasser respect me because we go beyond the fame. When I spit it, respect it, my voice is eclectic, my power electric, I'm black and prophetic. You haters pathetic, forgive and forget it. I'm winning, took the bar and I said it, and I demand that you listen. And if you don't, you'll regret it. Presenting the voiceless, and don't you ever forget it. And I got power and passion, and there's no need to defend it. The money we spend it to keep us indebted, to keep them in power, to keep us in chains while they keep on building their towers. And they got money for days, but they keep on stealing our hours. And when we call them out, they faces that we just being sour.
Are you just?
What it's like to be brown for a girl like me? For a girl like me, do you know what it's like to be boss for a girl like me? For a girl like me, do you know what it's like to be brown for a brown like me? For a bra like me, do you know what it's like to be boss for a bra like me? For a bra like me,
are you just?
We forgot we were worshiping beings. We forgot you, Black Jesus. We forgot the King of Kings. We forgot crowns do nothing for kings but put weight on their heads and a target on their backs. We forgot they tax our heads and put weight on our backs. We forgot Sodom and Gomorrah were leveled by brimstone and divine judgment, but Mississippi is still standing. We forgot burning cities. We forgot cities are still burning. We forgot colors are seasonal and that this skin will fade too. I forgot my skin. Or perhaps I just ran out of fucks to give. We forgot that some kids' utopias is a roof that won't whisper the night to the sleeping bodies below. We forgot bodies sleep below. We forgot bodies float. Bodies hang. We forgot barbecue postcards, strange fruit, and hooded men. I forgot my rage and the pulse it leaves underneath my tongue. I forgot my tongue and how it used to fit so perfectly in my purse next to my womanly duties. I forgot my purse and my high-heel stilts. I forgot balancing is no longer an act when you're hiding behind imported hair, a downloaded smile, a voice trained to jump through hoops for flames for your snaps and applause. You don't get it. Shoot, you already forgot you woke up this morning. You forgot to close the faucet when you were scrubbing that pot.